Books.
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 Look, I'm not sure whether or not any of your behaviours have changed. Hopefully, if there's a positive behaviour to have changed, it might be that more people are reading books now that I suppose the options for doing things are reduced, although I would hope that there'd be a lot of you reading books anyway. Writing WA is featuring or trying to showcase a whole lot of Western Australian authors to encourage reading of those authors and just reading in general. And we'll be featuring a number of Stan Gropers over the next few weeks. Christy Byrne is the first. Christy, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
No problem at all. It's great to be here.
How is life for you in the time of coronavirus?
Well, it's different, I think, and challenging, but it's also, as you say, it's been a great time to explore the bookshelf and retry some old favourites and order in some new books to explore. So that's been fun.
All right. Some Western Australian authors you've decided to revisit or have a look at?
Oh, absolutely. West Australians and then old favourites from my childhood, books that I read and loved when I was a kid. And then some of the incredible new releases that are coming out. There are hundreds of local book creators in Western Australia who are making just beautiful books, fun books, exciting books.
Sorry, Christy. You're an interesting combination because you have someone who has a background in science and science writing, but also you've written children's books as well. Let's talk about the science. And I'm looking at a book, one of your ones from 2018 called Zeros and Ones, which is really having a bit of a look at the digital history. Where does the fascination for that topic come from for you?
Well, I don't think science is that different from children's books because science is about wonder. It's about discovery. It's about trying something new and having it not work out, right? And having embracing failure, basically embracing that idea that what you're aiming to achieve is just always out of reach. And that's the same thing that happens in a children's book, right? Like the characters are always trying to defeat the evil or to overcome the adventure. And if they did that in chapter one, it'd be a real boring book. So science is the same. Like that book you're talking about, Zeros and Ones, is about how we went from human calculators, from a computer being a person with a pencil, to computing being this incredible internet that's keeping us sane and connected at the moment. It's just amazing, And that came from again hundreds of people trying their best, trying to make a difference in the world. And I just think that's such a lovely story.
And I had to laugh. You've got some of the quotes from people throughout history about what is likely to happen with the digital world. And there's a number of them that are equally as embarrassing for all of them. But this one's probably the classic. Ken Olsen, the founder of Digital Equipment Corporation, 1977. Well, it's a long time ago. So he says, there is no reason for any individual to have a computer in his home.
And, we can laugh, but, that's his mistake, right, his failure. And by recognising that mistake and changing and growing, that's how we progress. That's how we get ahead.
What's been the fundamental change for someone who, as you mentioned, you said that there's similarities in terms of a fascination that we hold for life and also, children's literature. What's been the fundamental behavioural change we've seen as a result of the what has happened in the last 20 or 30 years with the introduction of the internet?
You mean for society or for children?
Well, generally. What do you, you've written all about, the evolution, if you like, of the internet and the move to digital. How do you think we've changed as a result?
I think one of the really vital things about science and discovery is responsibility. So even though we have this incredible power now to bolster each other up, to support each other, to share knowledge and to, work together as a united community, which is fantastic, We also have the haters and the trolls and the people who use connection to you know, to spread hate and those kind of negative aspects of society. So, yeah, like any kind of technology, it can be used as a double-edged sword. And it's up to us as a community, I think, to rally and to focus on how we want to use this technology and to use it responsibly.
My guest on ABC Radio Perth and WA is Christy Byrne. Christy's a WA writer, and we're featuring a number of local authors in over the next few weeks to help you get through this period of change in Corona, or during the period of COVID-19. Christy, you said there's a similarity between science and the fascination and children's stories. The almost recent book is To the Lighthouse. Can you tell us a bit about this book?
This book is a real adventure, especially at the moment, because it's about going on a holiday and meeting someone new.
So it's like a fantasy world, is it?
it's a book, that any child will pick up and go, "This is incredible." those things, you know, going on a holiday, meeting someone new, negotiating a new friendship, these are the stepping stones of a childhood and how to become brave and how to face your fears. And, yeah, I just would love to think that a family might pick up a book like To the Lighthouse, which is set on Rottnest Island, incidentally, which has also undergone a little bit of change at the moment. But, yeah, you know, pick up a book like this, sit on the couch, read it to your kids and share that holiday, share that adventure together. It'd be perfect for sort of reading to 6 to 8-year-olds and for 8-plus to read on their own.
To remind us of the good old days.
Yes.
Just...
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny to think that... making a new friend would be such an unusual and scarier than usual thing now, you know?
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? The pace of the change that we have seen. Christy, before I let you go, there's been a lot of talk about this mobile phone app, which is being proposed by the federal government to trace or to ensure that if you have been exposed to a COVID-19, someone who's got coronavirus, that you'll be made aware of that. Given your examination of science and technology and the way things have evolved, what do you make more generally of what things like Google, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp and this proposed app for monitoring, where does the line come when it comes to privacy and what's worthwhile use?
That is such a knotty question, isn't it? Like it's and we're answering those questions on the run. We don't have time to look at we don't have all of the cards in our hands. So we're just trying to do the best we can, I think. And yeah, it's a very tricky question, but even the fact that you're asking it, the fact that we're thinking about it, the fact that we are having this discussion, I think that's what's important, that we are thinking and assessing, and we're going to reputable sites to get information, and that we're talking about it as a community, I think is really vital. If we go blindly...
Which we sort of have, haven't we, up till now, really?
Well, everyone's been blind, right? Yeah. Like we knew something like this could happen, but we don't know the details of how it will happen. So, you know, it's not an impossibility to have a pandemic, and we've had them before and we've come out of them before, but each time is different and new, and it requires us to be innovative and to think of new solutions and to use what we have as best we can, you know? So all of that is a celebration of science and humanity, like solving problems together as a world. And I think that's something that's really positive that can come out of this is that we are coming together as a community and as a globe. And we need to do that, right? We have other problems on our plate as well. We have other challenges that we need to face. And I hope that this teaches us how powerful we can be when we come together.
It might be a good time for reflection as well, because there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of that that's been happening in the last few years. So it's always good to have moments to reflect. Look, Christy Byrne is the author to The Lighthouse, that children's book we were talking about. The other one about, I suppose, the evolution of digital and the internet is called Zeros and Ones. Christy is a WA author. Christy, thank you very much for being
with
us.
Thanks so much, Barry. It was really fun. I'm proud to be up so early.